What to expect after your COVID-19 vaccination. Information from the UK Health Security Agency and NHS for people who just had a COVID-19 vaccination. Contents. What are the side effects? I have heard vaccines can cause irregular periods or unexpected bleeding. What should I do if I am concerned about my symptoms? Are there other more serious side effects? Should I wait for 15 minutes after my vaccination? When can I go back to daily activities? Will the vaccine protect me? Please find out more in the product information leaflet for more details on your vaccine, including possible side effects, by searching Coronavirus Yellow Card. You can also report suspected side effects on the same website or by downloading the Yellow Card app at yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk. People who are most at risk from the complications of coronavirus, COVID-19, are being offered the COVID-19 vaccination. This leaflet tells you what to expect after you have had your vaccination. Find out more at qrco.de/NHS COVID-19. What are the side effects? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. The common side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine start within a day and may last for a few days. These include having a painful, heavy feeling and tenderness in the arm where you had your injection, feeling tired, headache, aches, and chills. You may also have flu-like symptoms with episodes of shivering and shaking for a day or two. However, a high temperature could also indicate that you have COVID-19 or another infection. We tell you more about this in a later section. You can rest and take the normal dose of paracetamol. Follow the advice in the packaging to help make you feel better. An uncommon side effect is swollen glands in the armpit or neck on the same side as the arm where you had the vaccine. This can last for around 10 days. But if it lasts longer, see your doctor. If you are due for a mammogram in the few weeks after the vaccine, then you should mention that when you attend. I have heard vaccines can cause irregular periods or unexpected bleeding. Period problems are extremely common and can be caused by a variety of factors, including stress and other short-term illnesses. Some people may experience heavier than normal periods in the month or so after vaccination. While other changes to periods have been reported by some people after vaccination, there is no evidence that these were due to the vaccine. What should I do if I am concerned about my symptoms? These symptoms normally last less than a week. If your symptoms seem to get worse, or if you are concerned, contact NHS 111. You can contact NHS 111 by phone, online at 111.nhs.uk, by NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111, or by text relay on 1800 1111. If you do seek advice from a doctor or nurse, make sure you tell them about your vaccination. Show them the vaccination card so that they can assess you properly. You can also report suspected side effects of vaccines and medicines through the Yellow Card scheme. You can do this online by searching Yellow Card, visiting the Yellow Card website, or by downloading the Yellow Card app. yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk. Are there other more serious side effects? Rare cases of inflammation of the heart, called myocarditis or pericarditis, have been reported after Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. These cases have been seen mostly in younger men within several days after vaccination. Most of these people recovered and felt better following rest and simple treatments. You should seek medical advice urgently if you experience chest pain, shortness of breath, feelings of having a fast beating, fluttering, or pounding heart. Should I wait for 15 minutes after my vaccination? When we first used the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, people stayed behind to be observed for 15 minutes after their vaccination. Due to a very low rate of allergic reactions, only people with a history of serious allergies or those who had a reaction to a previous COVID-19 vaccination need to wait for this time. Because of a risk of fainting, however, no one should drive for at least 15 minutes after the vaccination. When can I go back to daily activities? You should be able to resume activities that are normal for you as long as you feel well. If your arm is particularly sore, you may find heavy lifting difficult. If you feel unwell or very tired, you should rest and avoid operating machinery or driving. Will the vaccine protect me? The COVID-19 vaccines that you have been shown to reduce the chance of you suffering from severe COVID-19 disease. It may take a few weeks from the first dose for your body to build up protection. Your body should start to respond more quickly, after a few days, after any additional doses. Like all medicines, no vaccine is completely effective, so you should continue to take sensible precautions to avoid infection. Some people may still get COVID-19 despite having a vaccination, but this should be less severe. The vaccine cannot give you COVID-19 infection, and a full course will reduce your chance of becoming seriously ill. Keep your card safe. You also can check the NHS app. Vaccination, helping to protect those most vulnerable. If you need more information on the COVID-19 vaccination, please visit qrco.de/NHS COVID-19. This audio leaflet and a standard version is also available in Braille, easy read, simple text large print, BSL, and translated into over 30 languages. The leaflet can be ordered or downloaded from www.healthpublications.gov.uk by calling 0300 123 102 or by text phone 0300 123 103. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Crown Copyright 2023. Product code COV23WTAU, March 2023. APS. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 2022847.